Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to the Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Catskill Native Nursery, gardening for a better environment on Samsonville Road in Kerhonkson and online at catskillnativenursery.com. Wallkill View Farm Market, your farm market for all seasons. Route 299 West in New Paltz, wallkillviewfarmmarket.com. Victoria Gardens, plant nursery and garden center on Route 213 in Rosendale, victoriagardens.biz. Sam Ward and Aaron Pister are here from wardsnursery.com. Yeah, it's time to plant. It's time to plant lilacs, rhododendrons, birches, sycamores, red buds. You know, all those things are, they want a whole season to really get going. So get those in now. We started talking about perennials. Aaron Pister is the perennial person at Ward's, and she mentioned poppies. Poppies are cool.
Yeah, I think they're pretty great. They're just kind of that old timer type flower, and they only bloom for a certain amount of time. So it's kind of this little special plant that you can get for your perennial yard. So yeah, right now is the best time to get the full selection. So I wouldn't delay. We've probably got a few different colors of reds and oranges. Got a few whites out there with the black eye, and then a few coral pinks. Yeah, so you got to get in and get those soon.
Poppies. And then, I forgot her name. I like poppies because they're melters. They melt away. And they have great, you can leave the seed head up and hope that they self-sow, which is a real benefit to poppies. And then they'll just sort of pop up all over your yard. What has happened to my plant vocabulary?
Winter.
Winter, yeah. Oh my gosh. The other big spring melter that's early, Bleeding Heart. There it is. Came back.
Yep. Did they come in yet?
Yep. Yep. So, yeah. So we got both the Spectabilis and the Eximias, which are more of the ever bloomers. But we have a few of the Spectabilis, the traditional red. We have one, I think it's Valentine, and then we have the white Alba, which is a little tougher to have and get in. So we do have some of those right now. And then the Eximias, we have one called Cotton Candy, and I think the straight species as well. So they're coming in.
Yeah, and that is another good thing to get it in now. And when it starts to melt away, underplant it with annuals. I think Bleeding Heart, they used to drive me crazy until, because it leaves such a big hole in the garden, until I started underplanting them, you know, and it's great, you know, to put in some, I don't know, anything, salvias, or, right, you know, those great blue salvias are just so wonderful to pop in when you're in there cutting it down. So, okay, what about peonies?
Well, that you took the words right out of my mouth. So we're starting to get those in. Selection's a little lacking at the moment, but that's going to ramp up in the next couple of weeks for sure. We did just get a stock of tree peonies in. So if anybody's listening that they're looking for tree peonies, we did just get them in. But yeah, we'll have a huge table devoted to all sorts of more of the herbaceous peonies, but the Ito peonies will be coming in a little bit later. They usually kind of overlap, so those will be coming along too. So don't worry, we will be getting those too.
I think tree peonies have become one of my favorite garden plants. They have such a great leaf. So after they've finished blooming, they just really keep on occupying their space.
Yeah, I think I think they're great. They're definitely a fun specimen perennial. So it is something you do have to care for. It isn't something you'd cut back in the fall. So closer to foundations in kind of a nice focal point of your garden is an ideal spot for a tree peony. And they grow about 3 feet to 3 feet wide, and they create this cool umbrella with this large flower that's it's very special.
That's another plant that did really overwintered really well this year. Wow. I
Yeah, I
mean,
think we're lucky with some of these oddballs that are typically set back because of the weather in the winter, and they were given a pass this winter, and so everything's thriving quite well.
yeah.
Course, last year I pulled out my buddleia, so I don't have a buddleia to overwinter. But nonetheless, there's everything's looking great.
Get another one. Phlox divaricata is something that is starting to, and that is such an amazing ground cover.
We have an overflow. Like, are you guys, we're running a deal?
No, that's
Oh
the
no, the creeping, oh,
subulata.
subulata.
That's so the woodland phlox is what.
Got
Oh.
it. Okay. Those are, I like the woodland phlox a lot.
I
Yeah.
think they have more fragrance than the subulata, so I like them a little bit better. But definitely, we have that and the divaricata, which is more taller, but also woodland and still creates kind of a ground cover effect.
And I think I love, now what's the short one called? Sub.
Subulata, phlox
Yeah.
subulata.
That is, if you have a stone wall, planting that on near the edge of a stone wall, I love that because it will creep through the cracks in the stone wall, and it's just, it's beautiful. And after it blooms, all you have to do is just like take your shears, just shear it, you know.
Right. Those are great because if you do have kind of a slope that you want it to look like something, but you can't really tend to it, definitely Phlox subulata will do something for you, and you don't have to care for it. You just let it plant it, water it for the first year or so, and then it does its thing. It holds the slope and gives you the bloom with no trouble.
Yeah, which is kind of better than vinca. Well, no, vinca's good. I like vinca. Pachysandra, you know, but you could do the same thing with the phlox subulata, you know, plant bulbs in it, you know,
Right.
plant, you know, all those great little early bulbs, and you know, some dafts. Just go out there and, you know, make a thing that is going to be amazing as it grows in, because Phlox subulata grows.
It does. Yeah. And what's great too, if you do the bulbs, they'll come up through the phlox. So you've kind of got two things going on, which is great.
Yeah. And then they melt into the phlox, and you don't have to go out there and cut them.
What about the sweet woodruff? Is that in yet? Or that's coming?
Just
Oh.
got,
Yeah,
yeah.
so yeah, and if you want to go more of the, that's a native,
Yep.
right? And more of a native ground cover route that kind of could do similar things as the phlox, then go with the sweet woodruff.
Sweet woodruff is one of my faves.
It
It's
is
just,
so popular the
yeah.
last couple of seasons. It's
Oh.
amazing. It's
It is beautiful. It is no care. It is wonderful to garden with because it's so, the leaves are so fragrant when you touch it. And I love that. That's a benefit of, you know, plants that have like the bee balms and everything. This, they're just, they're fragrant. You know, I cut down my bee balm the other day, and just this little shoots that were up were just, oh, they smelled so good, you know. But
have a
also, you
changing.
can make a May wine with sweet woodruff, which is, I get Riesling, a dry Riesling, and put like 10 sprigs of sweet woodruff in the bottle, recap it, let it sit for a week, you let it sit for a year, and it is so wonderful. But that's May wine.
Never heard of that. That's great.
Well, yeah. I've never.
No?
No.
Oh, that's, I love making May wine because it's so easy and it's really good because you know how Sweet Woodruff just has that taste, you know, it's just, oh my gosh, it's just like, it's so alive, you know, just and mellow and full. So yeah, if you don't have Sweet Woodruff, that's a great thing to underplant things like rhododendrons with, peonies, all, yeah, you know, birches, all kinds of sort of shade things, you know, because the Sweet Woodruff will do well in the shade or in a little bit of sun.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I know. That's my sweet thing.
Have you smelled the viburnum, the early viburnums yet?
Oh, and yeah. I'm getting ready. I got big buds. We're going to take a quick break. Sam Ward and Aaron Pister are here from Ward's Nursery in Great Barrington. Yeah, and they've got a lot of great stuff, and it is time to plant. Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Stories Nursery in Freehold, New York, a gardener's destination for over 60 years. Open year-round. Visit them at storiesnursery.com. The Phantom Gardener, sustainable and organic solutions and plants on Route 9 in Rhinebeck and at thephantomgardener.com. And North Elm Home, furniture, accents, and mattresses on North Elm Avenue in Millerton, northelmhome.com. We're taking a break, but we are coming back.